Having an up-to-date needs assessment is a program requirement as addressed in Chapter 3 of the Health Resources and Services Administration's Compliance Manual. HRSA requires the following areas of compliance for this requirement. First, the needs assessment needs to utilize patient data to determine and review the service area. Really, what this means is whether the patients that you serve match what was written in your grant to HRSA, and also match the locations and hours submitted to HRSA. This form is known as Form 5B. If you haven't seen this form, please ask your CEO to see it. Second, the needs assessment needs to be reviewed annually. The biggest reason for review is to make sure nothing has changed in your area. As an example of change, what would happen if a neighboring community opened up a huge factory and now the community has an influx of new members in your community? Where will those new residents receive care? What type of care do they need? Reviewing the area that your health center serves will help you to analyze the type of service provided. HRSA requires that 75% of the patients served have to come from the zip code that you told HRSA that your health center would serve. An annual review would be able to review the percentage of where your patients come from. And if the health center needed to add that zip code to the service area, the health center would be able to do that. Third, the health center also has to have a needs assessment completed every 3 years. A best practice would be to update or complete the needs assessment to match the service area competition, or SAC, application. A SAC application is a competing grant application to continue to receive federal funding in order to provide care to the patients served. On those off years, the health center provides a report and an update to HRSA. Fourth, it's important to highlight that a needs assessment must use the most recent data that is available. Data from 2016 is really quite different from 2019 or 20.